Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. Rosemary Wattula wrote, "I carry with me thin creeks with clear water, and the three-quarter moon, and the spicy warm scent of nasturtium, and honey in sunlight, and words from Nudra, and the slow melodies of Eric Satie. It's easy sometimes to believe that everything is wrong, that people are cruel and the world destroyed, and the end of it all is imminent. But there is yet goodness beyond imagining. The creamy white flesh of ripe pears, the velvety purr of a cat in my lap, and the white smear of the Milky Way. I carry these things in my heart, more certain than ever that one way to counteract evil is to ceaselessly honor what's good and share it. Share it until we break the chokehold of fear, and at least for a few linked moments we believe completely in beauty, growing beauty. Yes, beauty. If you haven't already done so, I invite you to close your eyes and find a comfortable posture, either seated with your back tall yet relaxed, or laying down with your full back body supported by the surface beneath it. Allow your hands to rest gently in your lap or by your side. Now take a slow, steady breath in through the nose and exhale fully through your mouth. Again, a long, slow inhale and a slow exhale. Let the rhythm of your breath begin to anchor you here. As you settle, allow yourself to arrive, perhaps reminding yourself that this is your time to rest, to reset, by setting aside the thoughts of the busyness of your day. And now gently bring your awareness to your feet. Notice the floor supporting you. Now, as you follow the breath, with each exhale, soften. First your toes, now your heels, your ankles. This softening doesn't require force or action, just a simple invitation. Rest. Soften. Bring your attention into your legs, your calves. Rest, relax, letting go. Up through your thighs and sits bones. Allow them to show you the support offered by your chair or mattress, even when resting downward. Notice your belly, your chest, your shoulders. With your next exhale, soften your jaw, your eyes, your forehead. Focus in on the breath. Feel your opening on the inhale, a readiness to receive. And let the exhale deepen your sense of landing here in this moment. And now bring to mind the words from the poem, I carry with me. Imagine yourself gently opening a basket you carry in your heart. You might want to picture an old wicker picnic basket. Now let's allow each image to appear slowly in the mind's eye, and then one by one, place the gifts named into your basket. First, see the clear water from a creek. Feel the freshness. Hear the gentle trickle. And then place all these in your basket. Visualize the three-quarter moon hanging in the sky, steady and luminous. Perhaps take a moment to visualize the moon in all its phases. And then place the moon into your basket. Bring to mind the spicy warm scent of nasturtium or other flowers you treasure, like lilac, lily of the valley, or roses. Place them too in your basket. Savor the warmth and sweetness of honey in sunlight. And allow it to fall into your basket. Registering the quiet beauty of a favorite song, sensing the calm, the joy or happiness the melody brings, and place it beside the other items in your basket. Let's pause here for a few breaths, breathing in these treasures. Notice your body's response to these treasures that live within you always. Continuing. Allow more images of goodness to arrive. The creamy white flesh of ripe pears. The velvety purr of a cat resting in your lap. The wide white smear of the Milky Way. With each image, notice the way your heart feels. Rest in silence. Open to your own special items that you carry with you. A beloved pet. Or treasured memories. Relax in the softness. The warmth and delight that floods your heart. And then allow the sensations to flow throughout your body. It's easy sometimes to believe the world is broken, to feel the heaviness of cruelty, fear, and loss. If you find your mind wandering in that direction, acknowledge it, and then gently return your focus to all you carry in your basket, knowing they exist alongside the struggles. Breathing in, honor the goodness you've remembered. And breathing out, release anxiety or fear, sadness or anger that is willing to be put down at this moment. Inhale beauty. Exhale letting go of heaviness. Allow yourself to feel more certain with each breath that one way to counteract what is painful in this world is to honor what is good and then to share it. And now, move your attention back to your heart and imagine that with each breath, the beauty you carry, the creeks, the moonlight, the honey, the melodies, as glowing more brightly within you. See this light of beauty extend outward, filling your body. And then out, as if you're sharing with the world. With each inhale, gather your goodness. With each exhale, you release it, offering it freely. Perhaps this is why you smile at strangers, because you know in your heart that sharing beauty creates connection, that at least for a few moments, we can know completely, trust entirely in beauty. Rest here. Breathing in, receiving. Breathing out, sharing. The beauty, the goodness, does not replace the sorrow, the sadness. Yet, it can reside along with both, side by each, held in the heart of compassion.